get it so full that you had to pile it up, you know, outside the barn someplace?
Well, yeah, that's right. We call that a rick.
Oh.
R-I-C-K.
Was it just a big pile?
It was. It could be round or square or whatever shape the bales was. You know, if it was loose hay, or you'd be in a mound. Otherwise, it'd be square.
Hmm. Well, did you just leave it there for a while, or what?
Yeah, because we didn't have where else to put it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever cover it with anything?
I think we did. That's been a long time ago.
Does it hurt for it?
Well, I mean, it'd be a temporary thing, but we'd use it first before we had time to get much weather damage.
Hurt it to get wet for a while?
No, it would not. No, you could just shed the water by placing loose hay over the bales. Mm-hmm. You know, just make your tent shape. That water will go off the sides, you know, and take a lot.
Let's see. Oh, when you first cut the hay, what did you do with it when you first cut it? You know, it's laying there in the field.
Well, after it dried, you know, long enough, you took a rake.
Mm-hmm.
And you raked it up into what we call windrows. You know, windrows.
Mm-hmm. What do they look like? I've never seen that.
Well, it'd just be a long row of, what, you mean the hay or the?
The windrows.
It'd just be a long row of hay. About 2 or 3 feet tall and about 3 feet wide.
Oh, really?
Across the field. You just keep, you got to even with that the next time you come by, you dump and just keep it in line, you know, as straight as you could.
Uh-huh.
So when they went to bale it, they just come down that line, you know, and pick it up. And now they've got these modern hay balers. They don't use no other rake. It just picks its own hay up. We used to have to rake it up with what they call a bull rake.
Was it attached to the back of a tractor?
No, a mule pulled it.
Oh, okay.
And you know, and it just picked that up and drug it up to the hay press. And that was when the hay press was just stationary out in the field, you know, and you just set it there and you have to drag all that hay up there. And people pitch it in the hay baler with forks. But now they've got all that. Do all that in one operation, you know,
yeah.
Modern stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's called a bull rake.
What did it look like?
Well, it had two wheels and two tongues, and a mule on each tongue on the outside. You know, it's about 10 foot wide. It had these long, broad teeth in it.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, it couldn't be broke because it had to stand a lot of weight.
Uh-huh.
They were made out of 2x4 stuff, you know, special timber.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was wood.
It's wood. It had metal tips on it.
Huh.
So they wouldn't wear out, touch the ground.
I would have thought it would be all metal.
No, wood was so light. That'd been all metal. I don't know where the mules could have pulled it. You know. It's a pretty big thing.
Let's
you know.
See. That's interesting. Yeah. I would never have thought of that. Huh.
No, they don't. There ain't no such thing. I never see an old one. I guess they'd rotted that, burned them up.
Yeah, I guess that's fine.
Called them a bull rake. I remember I had to, about 10, 12 years old, and had to dry the mules to one of them things. And you talking about a job.
Ooh.
Mules had to go together. If you didn't want to go this way, and the thing would go that way, and oh, you. It's scary. I never did like to dry a mule, no way.
Yeah. Huh. How'd you keep them in line?
Well, you just done your best.
Did you have a stick to hit them with?
No, you had them lines and the bits in their mouth. You pull on that, you know, and got them with their mouth.
I see.
The mule didn't have no better sense than to walk, and he should never move. If he hadn't, he never would have had to work.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand why a mule keeps walking. I've studied about that all my life. When you get out in the field, how does it make him keep going? Won't he stop?
I know, I would.
Well, he's the only animal to do that, isn't he? He'd walk all day if you just let him.
Really?
But you say, whoa, and he'd stop, but you...
Yeah, that's the first side, so this is the second one.
That's right. Look at this.
Yeah.